textile executives representing 20 Indonesian companies gained a deeper understanding of why U.S. cotton is the world's preferred fiber after recently traveling across the cotton belt. This Cotton USA special trade mission was coordinated by Cotton Council International, or CCI, the National Cotton Council's export promotions arm. Will Bettendorf, Director of Supply Chain Marketing in South and Southeast Asia for CCI, joins us to talk about the tour and Indonesia's unique position in the global fiber market.
We have one special trade mission each year, and that trade mission will bring those key decision makers for the textile mills. They'll come to the States as part of this trade mission to visit the key cities involved with the cotton trade. CCI's goal with the Indonesian special trade mission this year was primarily to educate the industry about the benefits of U.S. cotton, to highlight various quality aspects of our crop, as well as to announce to them the U.S. Trust Protocol program, which has just recently been launched in the United States. Another important aspect of the special trade mission was to introduce these importers of U.S. cotton to potential suppliers of U.S. cotton. Indonesia is currently the fifth largest importer of U.S. cotton. Historically, Indonesia is our fourth or fifth largest customer. And with the trade issues going on with China, Indonesia was a good alternate for us to choose in order to promote U.S. cotton to the mills down there because their spinning industry has actually grown. This delegation had come together not only to learn about U.S. cotton, but also to discuss some trade policy issues up in Washington, D.C., which they did prior to the start of CCI's trade mission. The Indonesian textile industry is important due to their capacity to import a lot of raw cotton from the United States, but to be also a supplier of apparel and home textiles to the U.S. market. It's good to diversify your suppliers, and Indonesia want to be a major supplier to the U.S. cotton industry.